Vietnam takes a major step toward formal crypto regulation. Vietnam is taking a significant step toward formalizing its cryptocurrency sector by introducing a comprehensive tax framework and stricter regulatory oversight.
This move marks a departure from the country's previously ambiguous regulatory stance, aiming to integrate the rapidly growing digital asset market into the formal financial system.
The Finance Ministry's draft policy outlines a two-pronged tax structure and enhanced licensing requirements for cryptocurrency exchanges, signaling a shift toward legitimacy, stability, and revenue generation for the government.
The proposed tax structure, capturing revenue and aligning with traditional economy, the draft policy introduces a dual tax framework designed to generate revenue while ensuring crypto activities contribute to the national economy.
The first component is a 0.1% transaction tax on cryptocurrency transfers, akin to a securities transaction tax.
This levy targets the high volume of trading activity in Vietnam, where the crypto market has seen substantial growth.
The tax is intended to create a direct revenue stream for the government while discouraging speculative trading that could destabilize the market.
The second component is a 20% corporate income tax on profits earned by businesses operating in the digital asset space.
This aligns crypto-related corporate profits with those of other sectors, ensuring that businesses in the industry are subject to the same tax obligations as traditional financial entities.
By doing so, the government aims to level the playing field and prevent crypto firms from operating in a tax-advantaged environment.
The combination of these taxes is expected to generate significant revenue for Vietnam, which has long struggled with budget deficits.
However, the policy also raises concerns among traders and investors about the impact of the transaction tax on high-frequency trading strategies.
While the tax may reduce short-term gains for traders, it could also provide the legal clarity needed to attract institutional investors and legitimize the crypto sector.
Raising the bar for exchanges, licensing standards, and consumer protection beyond taxation, the proposed policy emphasizes stricter licensing standards for cryptocurrency exchanges.
The Finance Ministry is advocating for tough licensing standards to ensure that only reputable and financially sound platforms can operate in Vietnam.
This move is intended to address several critical issues. 1. Consumer protection. Stricter licensing requirements would help safeguard users from fraudulent platforms, scams, and Ponzi schemes that have plagued the crypto industry.
By vetting exchanges, the government aims to reduce the risk of investor losses and build trust in the market.
2. Money laundering prevention. Enhanced oversight is crucial for combating illicit activities such as money laundering and terrorist financing.
The policy would require exchanges to implement robust anti-money laundering, AML, protocols, including customer due diligence and transaction monitoring.
3. Market stability. By limiting the number of unregulated exchanges, the government could reduce market fragmentation and promote a more stable, centralized digital asset ecosystem.
This would also help prevent the proliferation of unlicensed platforms that often operate in legal gray areas.
The licensing framework is expected to involve rigorous financial audits, operational transparency, and compliance with existing financial regulations.
Exchanges would need to demonstrate their ability to manage risks, protect user assets, and adhere to reporting standards.
While these requirements may increase compliance costs for businesses, they are likely to enhance the credibility of the crypto market in Vietnam and attract institutional investors.
Context and implications. From ambiguity to legal clarity, Vietnam has long been a hub for crypto adoption, with a population that has embraced digital assets despite the lack of clear regulatory guidelines.
The country consistently ranks high in global crypto adoption indexes, driven by a young, tech-savvy population and a growing interest in decentralized finance, DeFi, and blockchain technology. NH, or recognition that. End. THE Chinese letter end. For the of. For the will, Chinese letter the whole the same the. The. The.